So you don't care if we get cut off?
Say anything important. So okay. It gets cut off. So what?
All right.
You know?
Stand by.
What we're doing is we hit stop record and then start record so that we can divide the show easily into 2 one-hour segments so that you don't have to, when you want to hear this again, and I know you do, so you don't have to download 2 hours of material all at once. You can download 1 hour and then another hour. People find that more convenient.
Yes.
Thank you, Dagons, for submitting your material. What do we have next, Mark?
We have an artist by the name of Vexstar. Out of Los Angeles. Yeah, oh, that's another one. I know. One second, I'm good.
I'm
good. It's like sometimes I'm fine and.
Yeah, but you're still kind of crackly.
Yeah. It's actually, I have a tickle in my throat. That's what you're hearing because the air's been so dry. Have you noticed that? The pollen?
No, I don't notice those things. I'm straight.
That has nothing to do with it, dork. You haven't been having so many people have this dry cough this past week. Not you?
Not this past week. Although I did have a dry cough several weeks ago.
You're probably one of those people you're probably the plant here at Kill Radio. You're really with the government, so you're immune to like the chemtrails in the sky that are causing the pollen and making us all have the electromagnetic things going on.
No, we all know who the plant is.
All right. Oh, yeah. we laughed so loud we almost blew out this. We were up in the red over here on the board.
But speaking of horticulture.
Yeah. That was a good one. This is an artist by the name of Vexstar out of Los Angeles. That's another one I can't say. It's when they say Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And this song is called Quicksand. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Org.
Sitting ducks
Welcome back.
You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
That was Vexstar out of Los Angeles. And I think that first song, which was Quicksand, went over really well with everyone in the studio today.
Yes.
Someone came in like, who's playing right now?
Yes.
So
we all got very excited.
Yeah, it was good. I like it.
Thank you, Vexstar.
I'd also play that on my show.
It's been a pretty good day for music on Hear Here.
It's Thank
been
God.
More or less not
jarring.
Unbad. Not. It's been a good day. also, if you're listening and you're interested in submitting your music or your friend's music behind their backs, you can do so to.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about that at all.
Yeah. This is. We get our stuff through the internet and through the U.S. postal system. If you want to send us a CD. And a sticker. You can do so.
Send a t-shirt.
And a t-shirt. We've gotten t-shirts. Send it to Kill Radio.
You've gotten t-shirts, ass.
Send it to Kill Radio. Attention, Hear Here. 3806 Beverly Boulevard. Suite 201. And that's Los Angeles, California 90004. And I think all this information should be on Kill Radio.
Yeah, if you go to killradio.org and click on the link about us and scroll down, you'll see the address. Just be sure to send it to here rather than on there. The instructions say send it to Robin Torres.
And we'll still get it if you send it to Robin Torres, but
pretty much
we're more likely to get it if you send it to here. Every once in a while, someone comes in here and sweeps out all the new CDs and organizes them in a fashion that I'm not familiar with. And we actually lost some music as a result last time.
Never see him again.
And then if you want to send it digitally.
Yeah, the way I like it, if you want to send it to me, I like to get the stuff digitally in MP3 format. There's a great website called YouSendIt.com. What you do is you put my email address as the person you're sending it to, which is Mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. That's who you're sending it to, Mark at killradio.org. And then at YouSendIt.com, you upload the file. You upload the file to the to their website, and they hold it for 7 days. And then as long as I download it within that 7-day period, that I got it. And that way, no one's email address is getting bombarded with all these MP3 tracks, and then you have no more memory in your email system. So
this episode of Hear Hear has been brought to you by YouSendIt.com and Squeaky Chairs.
So that's the way to
Jinx. Yeah. Do people still do that?
Yeah.
Jinx.
Diet Coke.
What's that?
One, two, three, five, seven, nine, ten. You owe me a Coke, or you owe me a Diet Coke, or
oh, I don't know. Just give me a.
You
dollar.
Owe me a roach.
The next band to be played at the moment, it literally came through the mail today. We're doing the show.
I love that.
I love it. I heard the postman at the door, and it was a bunch of bills we can't pay, and this CD.
Nice.
And it's the band is called Hello Fever.
Hello.
And well, that was, I don't know why I did that.
No, that was great.
MySpace.com/HelloFever. And let me just read what it says here on this thing from Sound Virus Records. The name of the album is Broken Lines. Broken Lines features 11 tracks of raw and inarguably infectious post-punk bangers, written and fine-tuned by Hello Fever over the course of the past year. Their song construction manages to maintain a driving force far from dance punk, but has been known to induce spastic dancing nevertheless. At times stripped down and at times layered with wonderfully jarring overlaps of sound, these are songs that never dabble in bullshit and are never seduced by the shimmering sheen of the ethereal city they reside in. Chalk it up to the members' prevailing viewpoints that music can induce both grooves and heart attacks. So, there you have it. This is from the album Broken Lines by Hello Fever. You're listening to it on Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I don't think you're up.
That's embarrassing.
There you go.
Thanks for getting me up, Mark. I appreciate it.
Bye.
And we're back.
Here, here.
Killradio.org.
Here, here.
Once again, submit your music via mail, 3806 Beverly Boulevard to Kill Radio, Suite 201. Attention, here, here. Los Angeles, 90004.
Four.
Or send it to marc@killradio.org by uploading it to usendit.com. We were just listening to the Broken Lines album by the band Hello Fever. Also wanted to comment that their packaging kicks ass.
Yeah.
They took a poster on cardstock and wrapped the CD in it and then just labeled the outside. So it came in this red card poster.
And thank
board.
God the music's good, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there's overcompensation going involved.
It's so true. That's so true.
I won't mention which one, but there was one I remember you got the way it was wrapped, and then it was just horrible. Do you know which one I'm talking about without naming it?
Yes, yes. But you know, there's something for everyone, right? Even if that person is the one who made the music.
Even the person is someone who doesn't speak English living in Africa that will enjoy your music and will never hear it.
If the only fan you have is yourself, then
is
at
mute.
Least you have a fan. That's something to be said for that.
Like, your music could be very popular with deaf people.
You've got a good face for radio, by the way. I've never told you that. We are out of music that's fresh and brand spanking new for Here Here. We have just a little bit of time left, so we're going to play some old favorites from other bands that have
from past shows.
Had their music shared on Here Here. You have something loaded up in your iPod at the moment? What do you have for
us? I'm not going to play the hardcore one. I'm going to play a better one. This is a song called by Vincent Parker. He's out of, I believe...
it's Canadian, wasn't it?
Yes, but he's out of Vancouver, British Columbia. Am I right? I think so.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this CD arrived in the mail during our very first show.
It did.
And we put it on, and thank God it was really good.
And it was cool.
Yeah. So let's go to that. This is a song called Save Yourself. The artist is named Vincent Parker.
Save yourself.
The album is Bitrocker. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org.
Org.
Here, here.
Killradio.org.
Vincent Parker.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was good.
Rather enjoyed that. Do we have any new information?
I can tell you a lot of things.
Do we have any new information on things?
On what?
Any new words, for example?
What did you do this weekend?
This weekend was a crazy weekend.
I didn't ask you to describe it. I said, what did you do? Okay.
Wait, what day is it?
What did you do, John?
What did I do? Wait, is it Monday?
Today is Monday.
Jesus Christ. I have no idea what I did this weekend.
You've already told us what you did this weekend.
I know. I saw Automatique show on Sunday.
You didn't get what I said.
What did I do this weekend?
You just told us.
I did?
You obviously were flying like a kite all weekend. Because you don't remember Jack Jiminy. What happened?
What did I tell you?
You said, I don't remember what I did this weekend.
Oh, I see. No, because Berkeley was the weekend before, and I get that confused with this weekend, which just now.
Now I think your mic's wigging out.
Is it really?
Yeah, there you are.
Last night I went to the scene and I saw Automatique, who's the first band I ever had on my show on
Is Good. Wow.
Play, and they gave a hell of a performance. It was crazy.
So they're actually still playing even though they've been on your show.
Yeah, it happened to a lot of bands. A lot of bands.
Because most of them, they're kind of ruined.
I know. I thought that we would never hear from Oz & Motley again, but they they are working on new stuff. Jurassic 5 has a new album coming out July 25th.
Mezcla.
Yeah. I guess I'm not the poison that my mother said I was.
No. You're not the kiss of death. If you play John's show.
By the way, what do you think of the remake, of the fact that they're remaking The Omen?
I am really bothered because I think the rule is you only remake bad movies, and The Omen's great.
Is that the rule?
That's the rule I always heard. Movies? I always heard that's the rule.
Interesting. I don't know. I think.
And when I saw the preview, it looked like total shot for shot, the same movie, just different cast.
Usually when I see remake, I think, too soon, I'm not ready. That movie was from the 80s, you know?
That movie was from from the 80s, was it?
No, I'm just saying they remake a lot of movies now that really aren't old enough to be remade. But at least The Omen is an old movie. I think it was the original one was like 69 or 70.
No,
or
it's the 70s.
No, the first one.
The movie?
Yeah, first Omen was
It's
very
like
early.
75, 76, somewhere around. I was in third or fourth grade.
The first one?
Yes.
The second one was also quite popular, and that was like... Because the last one, The Final Conflict, that was like 82 or 83.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
This is what I think it says. It's a sad state of affairs. I think what's interesting for and I don't know if you had this too. In my generation, you saw a lot of stuff that was old. It wasn't always just current made stuff. So it was a lot of Brady Bunch, old movies on TV. Nowadays, you don't get any of that stuff. Little Rascals. Now it's all pretty much present day shot information.
Right, and you don't grow up watching shows that were popular, decades
ago.
So,
what I found, and you talk to people who are in their early 20s, they've never been exposed to a lot of this stuff, like old movies or old TV shows, or they would have never have seen the original Omen in the first place, and I think that's why Hollywood's doing this stuff, is they know that, and it's a way just to repackage it and send it back out there, and who's going to movies now anyways but our 20-somethings? Uh-oh.
Bennett likes Julia Stiles, though, which is a good point.
Yeah, she's the mom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like seeing her hanging from the thing, and then she falls.
But then that's the one thing they do in movies now a lot that's kind of annoying, is they'll take someone who's successful and talented and pseudo-famous, right?
Right.
But way too young to be playing a mother.
Totally.
And they do it all the time. And or they do they put people in roles that they know will help them get financing, but they're just totally inappropriate. Like Katie Holmes as anything. Or Katie Holmes.
She was good in Batman Returns.
No, that's exactly my point. Batman Returns.
Begins. She wouldn't have been
Batman tough as nails assistant district attorney.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Fucking
you're right.
Me?
Well, come on. That's just like all those people in most TV shows. Anyone living in New York and they're supposed to be hip, you got to be making $1 million living in New York.
And the other thing is
like Friends or Sex and the City, that bullshit.
A lot of times they have really good looking women in jobs that are these like really, they have these like model type women playing characters. Where their job is, masturbating fish for artificial insemination,
right.
Like something
that's that new show on Fox.
But you know what I mean? Something where it's like, no way, that person is far too attractive to have a job like that. You know,
right.
They you can only believe them as someone who's in the entertainment industry or something like that. You know what I mean? Not that you have to be in the entertainment industry to be good looking, but in, when you're talking about archetypes and movies, if someone's playing like a, you know, like a nerdy scientist or something like that, you can't just put on a put a pair of glasses on a bombshell and expect it
well,
to
that's
be believable.
What's so I guess we've come full circle, because the flip side is you have to have a pretty young woman play the mom as opposed to someone who more looked like she actually had a baby,
like
before,
yeah, exactly,
who's, you know, maybe 20 pounds overweight and, you know, hanging from the staircase and not going to last the whole minute that it lasts in screen time. She'd be holding up for a second, then she'd fall over because she's too fat or something like that, you know, and be plain looking.
Yeah. There's no, but plain is out, man. Plain
well,
is out.
Well, in studio stuff. That's what's so weird. And we are conditioned so much that way, we don't even notice it.
You know, this has become a whole other show.
Well, you know what? This show is really boring me today. Let's just go into this new show. Does anyone come after us? Let's just go into the next show right now.
Actually, there's nothing here at Kill Radio until Tuesday. No, until, I guess, get the fuck up at 7.
Okay.
Because so Radio MC, I don't think they do their Monday thing anymore. And I don't
think
anyone's doing the Monday
I can
Monday
stay
news.
Till 3. So let's go on to this next discussion show, and we'll have Stacy from La Cañada write to us.
Well, let's play a little bit more music,
okay?
Because we do have
We're
a little
going
bit
to you
more
guy,
time.
Right?
Yeah, I just threw in something. This was Samantha.
I
want to
see
ago.
If we have any more listeners. One
and
sec.
I like this band. This is Romac and the Space Pirates. And,
oh, we have more listeners than we had last time I checked.
RATSP.net is the band website, and this is, and I see them on MySpace. They doing bulletins and so forth. So they must be busy. So this is Romac and the Space Pirates, and you're listening to Hear Here
on
KillRadio.org.
They lurk everywhere, so don't try to make anything yours. Like a dry sponge over a candle flame, you got no one to blame. Things that always get much worse. Will you take from me? Will it take from you? Baby, you know I'll drain you. Catch 22. I am. Will you take from me? Will it take from me?
I always forget how much I like that.
I like how that ended.
This is Romac and the Space Pirates. The Universe is Too Small is the name of the album. And like they wrote it, Romac and the Space Pirates in... The Universe is Too Small.
My favorite thing is dot, dot, dot.
I'm a big fan of dot, dot, dot.
That's how I write
emails. Some people actually say the word.
There's a term for it. Is it ellipsis or something?
So. Bennett.
Bennett would know.
What's the term for dot, dot, dot? Is it ellipsis?
Ellipsis. Okay, thank you. Yeah. Okay, go back to what you're doing.
Some people actually say that. Romac and the Space Pirates in ellipsis. The universe is too small.
I'm going to do that. I want to sound affected like that. How you sound affected.
By the way, everybody, tomorrow, make sure you get out there and vote for someone. I don't care who because they're all the same. But vote for someone because they give you a sticker. And I'm all about the stickers.
I love that sticker. I voted and you didn't.
Yeah.
Scumbucket.
But they should make it a tattoo because we should only really ever have to vote once.
Or
it should last
or
a lifetime.
We should be assumed that we are going to be voting every single time anyways. So it should be permanent.
I voted and all I got was this sticker. Literally. Who are we playing now?
I don't know.
Well, didn't you line something up in your iPod?
No.
Like a true amateur radio host?
No, I was just going to just pick something to play, but I don't have any independent stuff here.
I can play something else.
Why don't you play something?
That came in the other day. I've actually given
all my stuff would be oddly
airplay.
Commercial.
Oddly.
Not commercial, but it'd be stuff by, you know, we're pretty much playing bands who aren't, you know,
well, can we play some
Critical
Climber
Mass.
Later? I have that on my iPod. I know I'm supposed to bring you the Climber CD.
Yeah, you keep saying
you
forgetting.
Will. Well, in the meantime, this is Wolfgang Bang, which I just think is the coolest name, and I don't even like this style of music, personally speaking, but this is a really tight band, and I love this song. It's called Don't Shoot Dope.
Please don't.
Load it up here.
And you need to...
There we go.
Which one are you on for?
Yeah, I got it. I got it! You're listening to Hear Here on KevRadio.org.
Welcome back.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Man, there's still more show left. That was
what time is it?
That was Wolfgang Bang, www.wolfgangbang.com. And the name of that song is Don't Shoot Dope, and I just think it's so great. And that's all I have to say about
that. I just like their album title.
I am going to play for you a band that... this counts as a submission, because this was actually mailed to me. This is a band that was on Is Good several months ago. The beginning of the year, actually. I think it was in January. This was...
Doesn't January feel like it was yesterday?
It does.
It really does.
It totally does. The band is called Divisible. And if you go to myspace.com/thisisgood, you can download their interview on my show, hear them perform live and all that stuff.
Doesn't Sunday feel like yesterday?
Sunday was yesterday. You thought you had me, but
no,
you
I just want to see if you're listening. And I'm also making fun of myself. It's like, wow, January was yesterday. Big whoop. Wow, great radio here. Doesn't January feel like yesterday?
Doesn't tomorrow feel like Tuesday?
Doesn't tomorrow? Yeah.
So it's called the Alchemy EP. This is actually a preview. I don't know if this is going to be the official one. This only has three tracks. I think the EP is going to have more. But the name of this first track is called Fire in a Hospital. The band is called Divisible. And you can go to www.divisiblemusic.com to check them out. And they're very cool. Here you go. Here, here, killradio.org.
How sad to see you here again, as common as I am. Now those dreams have lost their color. I fell into
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Hear Hear.
That was crackle, Divisible. Crackle. So go to www.divisiblemusic.com or myspace.com/divisible. And that's from their preview Alchemy EP, which says here, Street Date, July 25th, 2006. Same date that the new Jurassic 5 album comes out. Just by coincidence, not really related. I just thought of the date.
Like, how did that happen?
I don't know. But I love it when it's a street date, you know? It
street
just makes
date.
Me think of, like, this is when you can buy the CD
on the
along
street.
With some crack.
Yeah.
This is the street date.
Actually, this day and age, the street date, I would think, would be sooner, because that's when you can buy the...
The bootleg?
The pirated copy.
The Hong Kong version?
Yes.
Could be.
Downtown LA version.
We are finally officially out of time. Unfortunately, there's no other programming at Kill Radio. So, if you don't mind us going over like 3 minutes,
no.
I want to play another song from the first band that we played today, Fall of Snow, because they impressed me. So, let's say, since we're leaving, we'll do track 5 because it's called Lullaby. And
then you guys can all go to sleep.
Yes, this was my.
Can't hear you at all.
No, nothing?
Now you can.
Well, whatever. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Hope you enjoy it.
This is your
That's it. That was an abrupt ending. Took us by surprise. But that was a good song.
Yeah.
It's a lullaby, yet it didn't put me to sleep.
I feel sheepy.
Sheepy?
Yeah.
It's time for you to go back to work.
Would rather I feel sweepy.
Yeah, that's the other thing. People who intentionally don't pronounce their R's.
Oh, and they try to be cute.
They make them like W's.
Like Elmer fucking Fudd.
Like four-year-olds.
Oh, here's what I hate. I hate kids on Aaron's Fishing Greetings.
I thought you were just going to leave it at that. Like, I hate kids.
Ellipsis.
On no, answering machine greetings?
Yeah,
like,
again, it's because
hi, this is Bob, and this is Mary.
No, it's the kid doing the whole thing, going, you have it at home, and that's my present. Oh, my God. I said it was beep. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
I guess because I hear a lot of them.
Good times.
I don't like kids answering the phone, unless the kid can be professional.
You probably scare kids, too. You have that I scare kids way about you.
I am your real father.
No, you're that guy that actually completely innocently no. just happens to have a lot of lollipops for some reason. And like offers
no, I'm not allowed to because of the restraining order. No, yeah. I'm not allowed to possess candy of
don't
any type.
Don't take candy from strangers. No, really.
I can never have more than one piece of candy in my possession at a time because of the restraining order. No, but actually, because, you know, I work for the LA Times selling the paper, so I call a lot of houses. And you get a lot of kids on answer machine greetings, and the parents are all tittering in the background because they think their kids sound so cute.
Right.
Or the kid answers the phone, and they go, and they say it like this, who is this? Like, really kind of abrupt and rude.
I did an answering machine greeting as my cat once. That was fun.
What?
Yeah, it was something like, hi, this is Lenny. I can't come to the phone right now because I don't have opposable thumbs.
Except I had a phone that had a button that automatically dialed 911. And when I wasn't home one time, my cat jumped on and pressed it.
Oh, I've heard of this happening.
That's why they got rid of that function.
Because of you.
Because of my cat. A neighbor told me later that all these cops showed up with guns drawn and looked around my house. I don't think they came in. This was a long time ago. Because what would happen is you just press the 911 button and then it would go to speakerphone and then dial the number, send it off. And they probably didn't hear anything. And at the time where I had the phone.
Or the cat was there giving out your address.
I need food.
Have you ever had the cops show up at your place because of a 911 call that was never made? Because of a storm?
No. Because of a storm?
Mm-hmm. This happened to me once. It was crazy. It was like raining nonstop for 2 days. And, you know, power lines were off and on. Phone lines were off and on. And every once in a while, this results in sort of like false positives over at the 911. And so they have
positives.
To send the cops out to make sure what it was.
I didn't.
But man, imagine my surprise. Like, I wake up. I remember I was totally alone. And like, I wake up. It's like, bang,
of course
bang,
you
bang,
are totally
bang
alone,
door.
Idiot.
Yeah, this was a while ago. And bang, bang, bang on the door. So I get up and like go to the door in my underwear, like, because I'm just like, in a daze. And I look through the people, and there's two cops out there. And it was like a dream. I really thought I was dreaming. But then it was like, I can't be like, in a minute, and like put on my clothes because it looks
like
I'm hiding
stashing
something,
the
you know
cocaine
I mean?
Right
exactly.
down the toilet.
So I just kind of open the door, and they kind of push me to the side, and they're like, we got a 911 call, and they start looking around the apartment, just like walking all over the place, looking
oh
for
God.
Like, you know, my dead friend, you know, like chopped up in the fridge or something. And
yeah, of course, you're the perp.
And I'm standing there like literally in my underwear, and it was the last boxers of the drawer,
oh,
you know,
because no.
I hadn't been, so it was the
so
kind
these
that
were the
like,
3-year-old kind?
The elastic didn't fit anymore, so I'm like kind of like holding it up with one hand, and like
hand on your hip, like you're trying to be nonchalant.
And I'm like, can I put my pants on? And they're like, no, just stand there, we'll be done in a minute. And they're like looking around, and so I'm standing there in my underwear, they wouldn't let me put my pants on. And
hot.
I had...
You were ordered not to put your pants on by a cop.
I had.
That's my next scenario for
really
tonight.
I never thought of it that way.
That's my
yes.
next scenario for tonight. Thank you, John.
I'm glad that gave you some dream fuel.
No, masturbation
but,
fuel.
The scary thing about it all is that I happened to had been the night previous partaking of some
shite.
Horticultural items through
right.
a water processing system.
Uh-huh.
So I had this large water processing system on my table next to a bag of vegetation, And it was just right there on the table because, you know, like private life in right, my home kind right. of thing. And the lights were off. I think it's the power was out. And
thank God.
And this cop was like flashing flashlight. His flashlight on. And I literally saw him like flash it over in slow motion. He slowed down as the light went over the coffee table and across the water filtration device and the bag of greenery and kind of slowed down like he recognized it. And then he went on about his way. He didn't say anything, didn't look at me, didn't make comment. I mean,
wow.
I don't know. I guess it would have been like more trouble than it's worth.
Right.
And it wasn't like it was a lot of vegetation either. So it wasn't like, you know, well, it wasn't like there were like bricks, you know, like there wasn't like a false wall in my room or anything like that. But that was a,
wow.
a morning to remember.
That's
and then
freaking.
They left and that was it. It was just like one of those random things where, just so you know, whenever there's a storm, the cops might come knocking and insist on searching your place.
And where were you living at the time?
Sherman Oaks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Valley.
Wow.
And I think they were probably checking all the apartments in my building.
Really?
I have no idea. I'm guessing. It makes me feel better to think that. So don't ruin it
well,
for me.
Well, no. I guess I'm going to ruin it for you because 911 calls, they're specific to addresses.
Yeah. No, I know. You're right. I don't know. It just seemed kind of just my luck.
That's wild.
But I got out of it unscathed.
So far.
So far. So that's are we still recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
This is good.
Yeah, this is going to be on the archive.
This is not going to make it to the archive. I think not.
How are you going to cut it off?
I'm going to cut it off in mid-word. It's going to sound like, "Hi, Matt."
No. We only lost one listener during that whole time you were talking, so it's okay. You can keep it.
I think we actually gained.
I just checked
it.
They
just went over to 32.
Oh, maybe
that's
it. We did a flip.
Well, you know what? I guess we should prepare an archive to put on. What should we put on? If you're listening and there's a particular show that you want to hear, like
Stacey La Cunada, I know you're still listening. What do you want to hear?
Close Your Eyes or I'm a big fan of Network 23 on Sundays. That's a good show. People who do that, National Public Radio,
like that.
That's a great show. Politrix is back.
No one listens to any other shows. They just listen to us. This is our people. They're mercenaries.
Well, if you'd like to hear some of these shows and you don't really want to actually listen to them when they're on, I'll put it on for you. Just go to Kill Radio Station is our handle. AOL Instant Messenger. I feel like we're doing like a telethon.
A desperate plea.
Yeah.
Save us from ourselves.
You know, this is listener-supported radio. It actually isn't.
It's barely DJ-supported radio.
It's essentially unsupported radio.
By definition? It's shoestring radio.
Yeah. We actually operate out of a bubble in space.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, here we have one.
Play
music now.
Fuckers. Okay. Oh, he didn't say the fuckers part.
But they don't care what show.
No, just put music
they
on.
Don't.
In
just
other words,
music.
In other words, he's saying, "Shut up now, please play music now."
Why don't we
twat wad? I just made that
twat
up.
Twat wad?
Yeah, twat wad's a good one.
That's good.
Or be funnier. Ouch.
Oh.
Okay, you want to hear my? I do have a joke.
We could be like Fox Security, but you know what? We are. We can actually tell from your instant message address where you live, and you're going to be getting a little call. You're going to be getting a little knock. Do you hear this when Bill O'Reilly did that?
He did that?
Yeah. Somebody called his show and made a comment about some other show. And it wasn't even like a rude comment. It was just a comment saying that he listens to another person's show. And the guy hung, and Bill O'Reilly hung up on him. And then he was like, what did he say? We have it on the archiver there somewhere. We could probably play it. Where Bill O'Reilly was like, you know what, Fox Security, we can tell from your phone number what your address is. And you know what, if you're going to be a wise guy, Fox Security will show up at your home and teach you a little lesson.
No
he actually threatened
way.
To call her, like with physical harm. It was good.
And through means of illegal fascism type things.
Yeah, it was badass. It really was. Well,
we're still recording. Do you want to stop it?
Here. Yeah, no, definitely. Stop recording.